right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Adam. Has Callis wished you a good morning yet?
I think he did on the pre-show.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention when you said good morning.
Oh, that's right. That's how that went.
There's a shocker.
Pat, what the heck?
We're just firing left and right this morning. So it drives me nuts. Like when Harry falls asleep between segments because it happens all the time. It drives me nuts when I make the same mistakes over and over again. Like calling Selvy, whoever the hell I called him, and just screwing this, that, and the other up. There's nothing that bothers me more in life than repeat mistakes, which is ironic because I am me. Well, here's a tweet from Mark Caballa yesterday. As of right now, the Steelers are not pursuing any wide receiver in free agency or a trade. They wanted MVS on practice squad, but he chose to go on San Francisco practice squad instead due to the injuries to the San Francisco receiver room. They are content going into the season with Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson. Folks, if you do not use history, if you do not let history be your guide, then you are doomed and deemed to repeat it. And if they really believe that Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson are the answer at wide receiver two, hey, they better be right. Because if not, that wound up being one of, if not the biggest fatal flaws last year. And it also tells me, by the way, that Jacoby Myers, Raiders ain't trading him.
No. I mean, I could see now that MVS, why he made that decision. Yesterday, it was like, oh, he's going to want to play with Aaron Rodgers. He's going to want to come to Pittsburgh. But, you know, looking at the San Francisco 49ers receiver room, yeah, that's your best opportunity to play. Like, you will get on the field there. But, yeah, the Steelers have to be very, very How can they say now that they're happy with their receiver room, but still looking for receivers? That's where I'm messed up. Like, they've been looking for receivers. They've been in on Jacoby Myers. They've been in on MVS. They've been in on...
They brought Gabe Davis in.
They brought Gabe Davis in. So how can you say that you're happy with your room right now, but you're still looking at receivers?
Right. It's a lie.
Right.
It's a lie. They just ran out of guys to get. Unless they want to get Kendrick Bourne.
I don't think it's a lie.
You think they like their room?
They've offered opportunities to come here, but probably been very honest with how they're going to play. Which is, you're going to be a wide receiver too, but you might only play on third down. They've got three tight ends that are legitimate pass-catching threats. They brought in a tailback. They have two tailbacks that are legitimate pass catchers out of the backfield, and they have a bona fide number one. They've got a niche guy in Calvin Austin. They want to see if Roman Wilson can get it done. I mean, they're going to be in 12 personnel, probably 13 personnel the majority of the time on offense. You brought in Jonnu Smith, whose production rivals that of a wide receiver two, if not exceeds it on the average. So you're going to tell Gabe Davis or Valdez Scantling, hey, yeah, start on the practice squad. We'll see how things go with Roman. You're probably going to be you could be the second guy, but you're probably only going to play 20 snaps a game. Or you could go to San Francisco where guys are hurt, or I could go to Buffalo, or I could go to Las Vegas if I'm Amari Cooper, who they did not court, and play a lot because they don't have three tight ends. I mean, they have four tight ends on their roster, on the active roster. I just think it speaks more to how they want to construct their offense and where they've placed and deemed value, which is in that tight end room, certainly in DK Metcalf. And when they get to third down, they'll deal with it when they get there, and they've got some pieces they can work around.
Do you think they're actually telling these guys that, though? Like, this is how we're going to run our offense. Whenever these guys come in, Gabe Davis and MVS, whenever you're having conversations, you think that Arthur Smith and Omar Khan or Mike Tomlin's like, yeah, we're going to run 13 personnel a lot, so.
Well, I don't think it takes a genius to figure that out. If I'm coming in here, look at Mike Williams last year. I mean, look at their midseason receiver acquisitions over the years. They never work out because of how they play. And, Aaron Rodgers knows that. And, again, when you've got Jonnu Smith, who's a move guy, who could play in the slot, who could play outside, frankly. I think for all the reasons we've chronicled over the months, whether it's giving Broderick Jones help, whether it's how they want to run the football, just the sheer volume that you want to return on investment for what you're paying Freiermuth, and you brought in Jonnu Smith, you're not going to take him off the field. And Aaron seems to love Darnell Washington.
Love him.
So
he loves Connor Hayward.
Like, what are we? You're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole with a wide receiver too. So I'm not losing sleep over that because this is who they want to be.
Oh, I'm losing sleep.
Yeah, well, you're losing sleep because you lose sleep if they're in third, if they're in second and 15 and third and 12. That's where.
Which they were a lot last year. Now they should be improved.
They should be improved. Well, I'm more concerned about the running back position, quite frankly, at this point than I am about receiver two.
Oh, we'll get into it because I think this is the show of record that is most concerned about the running back position. I'm happy you went where you went after Pat's first answer, Dorn, because I was thinking the same thing. There ain't no way in hell they're like, hey, Gabe Davis, you're going to be wide receiver four. Hell no. They lie to guys all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about Melvin Ingram, and James Harrison would say that they lied to him, and that list
goes
on and on.
Wide receiver two equals eligible number four.
On this team.
On this team.
Yeah.
So, and again, you'd have to be blind not to know that, not to see that.
Well, that's rude.
If you look at the roster and the depth chart and who they brought in, it's Metcalf, Freiermuth / Smith, and then everybody else.
We brought this stat up a ton before when the trade went down, but Jonnu Smith literally played as many snaps outside the numbers as he did in line last year.
He did.
And he can run like a deer, that guy.
I just would look at it like, look, like I would want to be a starter in the league. And like somebody like MVS, like, you know, he's been a starter-ish at times. But if I look at the Steelers situation, whether they're 13 personnel, whether they're 12 personnel, I know that my competition is they're 5'10" and lower. I'd look at it like, okay, like as long as I'm a starter and I can show that I can be reliable, I'm probably going to get the ball as the season does go on with having DK Metcalf on the other side and those other guys.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll be on the field a lot if there are in the personnel that fits me being as a number two wide receiver. I would just look at it like that. Like, I just need to go somewhere where I'm on the field and I'm seen as a starter. And then I can go from there.
And that's why all the San Francisco injuries wound up hurting the Steelers, because your path to playing, if you're MVS, there is probably quicker. Like, because even if you ain't picking up the offense, all right, go run fast down the field.
Right.
Here, the Steelers do have an element of trust in Roman Wilson and in Calvin Austin III. Texter writes, and I think this is a good analogy, Steelers don't have a date to the prom, so now they're saying they never wanted to go with anyone. They've been turned down multiple times. All they can say now is they're happy with the wide receiver room. Well, Omar has said it the whole time, as Tomlin did last year, too, and then Pickens got hurt. And that to me, so we talk about like how the ball is going to get spread around. There's only one football. The biggest concern is when and if DK Metcalf gets hurt, who wide receiver one is. Then you've got an issue.
Yeah, I would argue the Steelers didn't have a wide receiver one the last 2 years. When wide receiver one is not dependable, how many times, we don't know, we'll never know, was he not where he was supposed to be?
We know he wasn't where he was supposed to be in that Chiefs game.
Like, how many times? So when your wide receiver one is, let's say, 25% of the time, even if it's 10% of the time, not where he's supposed to be, how do you trust it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring a veteran quarterback in that's used to doing things a certain way. Were they looking for a wide receiver too? Were they exploring trades and so on and so forth? Yeah, I would venture to say that in all of those cases, to get somebody really quality, you would have had to move one of those pieces you had in the tight end room. And it likely would have been Freiermuth because of what they have behind him. Because again, there's one football. And Dorian, you say you want to be a starter. Like, an interesting prop bet will be how many times they start a game with two wide receivers on the field.
Well, and I want to talk about...
You might be listed on a starter as a starter on the depth chart. You may not start.
Yep.
Like, they're going to... You're telling me, like, of your guys, who are your best players on offense? Your top five players? Not including your quarterback? Those three tight ends are in that top five.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play around with that a little bit when we come back. Plus, how do the Steelers compare at wide receiver to other AFC contenders? We'll hear Aaron Rodgers' thoughts on the wide receiver room. A text comes in. Congrats to Pathio on hosting the Pat Dews Show this season.
How'd that go?
Great.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Fun.
We'll do it again at 7 o'clock this morning. You can give us a ring in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pat Bostic in with us today until 8 o'clock. Pat Narduzzi, Pitt ball coach, going to join us at 7. The old Pitt ball coach, Dave Wannstedt at 9. Talking ball, pill, rock, pigskin.
I knew you'd love that.
I love it so much. That should be like the... That should be... Listen to the Fan Morning Show with Pat Bostic to talk ball and pill and rock and pigskin. That should be on all the promos, on all the intros. We stopped using the pigskin, by the way, in the 1860s.
I still use it.
But you mean the word or the actual pigskin of the
football? The actual pigskin, yeah.
There's nothing better than a brand new football that's been adequately broken in.
Yes.
And the best is the Duke, baby. The NFL ball is the best.
Yes. Yes. Did you use the brush? Would you do it yourself? Or would you have
it? In high school, I used to take like 6 footballs and go in like a dark room and have like a seance darkness retreat before the game. And
hey, baby.
Rub down my balls. Seriously. Come out. You know, it was the GST. It was the GST.
Yeah.
And my hands were all orange.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you like your balls?
Like, great. Apparently, they have an orange residue.
Leathery.
Yep. No, but now they have all this stuff. They put dirt on them. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Everyone likes it their own way, don't they? Like, there was the whole Deflategate thing with Brady. Like, there's a legal, a legal range, and I'm sure every quarterback wants it their own specific way.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. You want a more worn-in football. And most, I would say on the whole, that's the more preferable option.
On the whole, that's how you like your balls.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little bit worn in and, a good vintage.
If I may steer the conversation back to wide receivers, now everyone's like, oh, go get Kendrick Bourne. Am I allowed to finally just throw my hands up and be like, no. At that point, you'd be adding a guy just to add a guy.
Let me ask you guys both a question. What would be a better outcome? Kendrick Bourne coming here and having 30 catches for 380 yards and 2 touchdowns, or Roman Wilson doing that?
Roman Wilson.
Yep.
So why bury a guy on the depth chart and not let him, particularly early in the season, go see what he can do when the live bullets are flying?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what they'll do. I think it's more insurance that if option A, which would be Roman Wilson doing that, doesn't pan out, you have somebody that's already proven product can come in here and facilitate what you need to do. I think it'd be more insurance. Anybody that they bring in, and I still think that they will bring in somebody, I think it's more of an insurance policy to what they do have. So I think that Kabbali's report is somewhat accurate. Like, they do believe in those guys, but I think that they'll backfill just in case something, say Calvin Austin's oblique does, start hurting again or something.
Right.
They could have somebody that they know that could come in here and has played NFL football, can go in there and facilitate the wide receiver 2 position.
Yeah, it sure sounds like that, because they did check in on Jacoby Myers, but even then, as we discussed ad nauseum yesterday, they were doing it on their own terms. They wanted them to eat some salary, which doesn't make much sense to me.
Unless the pick thing.
Unless they the pick a high thing. Pick. Yes, yeah. Which makes a ton of sense. That makes a ton of sense. If the Raiders are like, give us a 2. Or a 3. Well, all right, if you want a damn 3, well, we're going to have to have you pay half the salary. But short of Jacoby Myers, none of the guys that are moving around right now give you visions of sugar plums in your head about being wide receiver 2. I'm fine with an insurance, but like, if people think that Kendrick Bourne would be some kind of like legitimate 2, like, they haven't been paying attention to his career.
Right.
And that's no offense to Kendrick Bourne. He's an NFL player, and he's a fine player, but
he's not a number 2.
He's not a number 2.
Did I hear correctly? They have 8 defensive linemen on the 53-man roster.
8? I'm on it. I didn't. You know what, Pat? Thank you. This is a blind spot. I didn't go and count what they have at each position.
Maybe it was 6.
6 sounds right, but I don't know. Why, Black? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yep.
Look at you, Pathew.
So, like, when you put the jigsaw puzzle together, too, like, how many receivers are you going to carry? Now, the one thing I personally have a little bit of an issue with is you carry five receivers. One of them is for special teams reasons in Skowronek.
Uh-huh.
If you were going to bring in an insurance guy, you shouldn't be holding a receiver spot for a special teams player.
Well, I think that's what they probably one of them's going to have to go. Right? Like if you bring in I think Skowronek or somebody's going to be cut.
It would be Skowronek.
Right.
I mean, Scotty Miller had a great camp.
Right.
Like if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm like I want that guy.
Mm-hmm.
If memory serves, when they had Darius Heyward Bey, who was like the perfect last receiver on a roster, because he'd run down and bust your ass as a gunner. But he'd come into a game, and I mean, that guy could run.
Oh, he's a top 10 pick.
Yeah, he'd get you out of a stadium.
Does Skowronek catch a pass this year?
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think so?
He had, what, two last year?
Okay, so he'll have two catches. Heyward Bey caught touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
He had an end around for a touchdown where it was like, oh, that guy can still.
Yeah, he can move.
He can still move. Oh, man. Five catches for 69 yards last year for Ben Skowronek.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, he caught the ball a lot with the Rams, right?
I stand correct. Yeah. I stand corrected.
He had 39 catches, 376 for the Rams
here I am.
In 2022.
I'm a kicker guy, and I'm devaluing special teams. This is what happens when I get here at 6.
You lose some of your mojo.
No, I love Skowronek.
Your kicker mojo.
We're devaluing the fifth receiver, too.
Where did Skowronek play at?
College?
Was it Northwestern?
I think it might have been Notre Dame.
ND.
You know what you're doing there. Iowa's coming next.
Yeah, well, who is right.
You know what you're doing there. I'm looking it up. Yeah, Northwestern and Notre Dame.
Boom.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Boom. It just went right down the old pike from Chicagoland to South Bend. They're not going to take another receiver yet. That's where it's going to end.
I'm losing about this. That's funny.
Are you okay?
Yeah, you guys are right. It's just very funny to me. It's like white wide receiver.
Yep.
Northwestern, Notre Dame.
No, I actually knew that.
He went and visited Nebraska.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Wasn't what? Smart enough for Duke. Ben Skowronek.
That Duke did come to my mind, actually.
All right, let's compare the Steelers wide receiver room to that of other AFC contenders. Oh, jeez. We're just cutting up in here in the studio. How long was the music going there, Harry?
Literal seconds.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, 3 seconds.
Texter, do you check in on Deontay Johnson for league minimum?
No. Negative Ghost Rider.
I think Mike Tomlin would walk across an entire football field of hot coals before he had Deontay Johnson back up in here.
Absolutely.
Man, no, that guy's career just went.
Yeah, he's done.
South.
He's done. He's done. Like, what are you thinking? You're not that talented to be acting that way.
No.
Micah Parsons can act that way. Tyreek Hill can act that way. Not saying that these guys do. Maybe they do a little bit, but they can because they're that talented. Deontay Johnson's not that talented to be acting the way that he did. I mean, he didn't even go into the game the one game with Baltimore because he was cold.
In his defense, yeah, it was cold. I mean,
what?
He has a hard enough time catching the ball when it's warm outside.
You can't expect him to go into a game when it's cold, Doran.
I can't catch when it's warm.
That's one of the all-timers.
Yep.
Right there.
And the fact that he still was around after that.
I know. Don't want to get out of his parka. The way he described it made sense if you're an idiot. Well, I was coming off the hammy or whatever it was. It was cold. I hadn't been moving around. I didn't want to pull it again.
Move around.
Move around. Exactly. Get on the bike.
Yeah.
Get on the old stationary bike.
That's crazy.
I have a friend, by the way, who put in one of those like pools in your backyard that's not a real pool. It's like a treadmill pool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just swim into the void forever.
Yeah, you just keep going and you're in the same spot.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I want to do that. I don't know how much they cost.
Probably a lot. Yeah.
And I don't know how useful they are in the wintertime. Kind of like Deontay Johnson. This Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's do a little comparing. Steelers wide receiver room to the other contenders in the AFC. The Ravens have really improved there the last few years. People used to say, oh, this Lamar, he can't throw in the middle of the field. They had Mark Andrews and nobody else. Well, now they got Flowers and Bateman, and they've added Hopkins. They got two good tight ends. Should we do tight ends too? Or like pass catchers or just wide receivers?
Pass catchers.
I think you have to look at it, yeah, in totality.
I mean, the Ravens got him by leaps and bounds, I feel like, overall.
Yeah, likely Andrews, Flowers.
I think likely might miss a few games, but he might be a better player this year than Mark Andrews. I mean, he's a good player. People are saying I should just swim in my bathtub. Shrimp man would.
Shrimp man.
I mean, the Bengals, you got Higgins and Chase. They just signed an offensive lineman last night who hadn't given up a sack in 2 years. So I've been panning Cincinnati for
Reisner?
Not addressing.
Reisner,
yeah. I'm so afraid of using any names.
Gesicki's not bad, too.
Yeah. Browns have Judy and Cedric Tillman.
Njoku.
And Njoku. I've always felt like there's been more meat on the bone with Njoku.
Yeah, but like he low-key has crazy stats.
Yeah.
Like if you like go to the box score like after a game, or if you watch a game and then go to the box score, you don't realize he's like 5 for 50-some in a touchdown. You're like, man, he had that?
Yeah, he had a good year last year. 64 catches, 505, 5 touchdowns. The year before that, 81 catches, 882, right? Which is what Jonnu Smith basically did.
Yep.
The Chiefs, Hollywood Brown, Juju, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice going to be suspended for the first 6 games, but quietly they've sort of built that thing back up after Tyreek Hill. I don't like it. I feel better than I did last year for the Steelers with their pass catchers. I don't feel great, though, still.
No, it's not. Aside from DK Metcalf, I would venture to say it's not overly explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Austin will give you that. Roman Wilson's a possession receiver. Scotty Miller's a possession receiver. You're not going to depend on your tight ends for chunk plays all the time. Although Jonnu Smith his run after the catch is really good. I think it's a sneaky good group of pass catchers. I certainly don't think it's elite.
Well, I will say this. It's a sneaky good too. Yeah, I agree. But I think I'm taking the Steelers red zone targets.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Like if we do it based off of red zone and size and skill, DK Metcalf, Darnell Washington, Jonnu Smith, Pat Freiermuth.
Yep.
That's going to be hard to beat. That's a lot of size. That's a lot of skill. You could do so many different things. This pack could break down in the red zone with those type of bodies and those type of movements to put points on the board.
Yeah, I hate to pivot back to what we talked about earlier, but this screams of being able to sustain drives and pause, being able to run the football. Which I have serious questions about. I have serious questions about their tailback room. Because the moment that Jaylen Warren fumbles the football, they're putting Kenneth Gainwell in probably, who is a situational back, and a rookie that's I think is underwhelmed in what I've seen from him. I'm not sure he's ready yet. And they cut Trey Sermon. Who do you have?
Nope, that would be the list.
Yep.
And so when you're built, not that Najee is, you know, the end-all be-all and you want him back. I'm not sure that's the case, but
you knew what you had in him.
You did.
Yeah, just consistent.
And I have full faith in him, but he didn't make any moves outside of one draft pick to ensure that room has the depth necessary to run the football effectively. I think Jaylen Warren, if he avoids the turnover bug, is a capable starter in the NFL. And he has home run hitting ability. We've seen it over the course of his career. Question is, can he handle a larger workload given his injury history? And does the volume bring with it more opportunities to cough the ball up? And then you really are going into a bag of, you don't know what after that.
Do you know he's only touched the ball or carried the ball at most in a game 15 times, Jaylen Warren? That's his career high. Now, they do have Lou Nichols and Trey Sermon on the practice squad. That was announced yesterday. Real quick, back to the red zone. The Steelers were 29th in the NFL last year in touchdowns in the red zone, 48%. The top 10 teams in the NFL, 10th was 58%. So 10% higher. The number one team in the NFL was Baltimore at 74%. And then Buffalo, Detroit, Tampa, and Cincinnati. Cincinnati at 64%. So if they can sustain drives and they are significantly better in the red zone, that's great. Like, you don't need to be the big play offense. You don't. If you can convert when you get down there. And I think that number, to your point, Doran, is almost guaranteed to be better than it was last year. Has to be.
That's probably the focus, right?
Has to be.
That's why you talk about having to be dependable and be in the right spot and all those things. That's where a guy like Pickens, with his immaturity, who knows if he's come around down in Dallas, it can be a real liability. But I think, again, the formula has not changed for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. They want to be exactly what they've been. They just have better pieces than they've had. And they're banking on, they're betting on that being able to convert when it matters most, which is on third down, which is in the red zone. And I think I'm okay with that bet. But it's still a low margin of error proposition. They don't have a bunch of erasers out there that can just change a game with one big play.
Mm-hmm.
They've got one guy on offense who everybody knows is that guy. And then a bunch of really solid, capable players that can make chunk play. Freiermuth's not going to take it the distance. Jonnu Smith might here and there. Warren will if they block for him. So it is a
matriculate kind of, the ball.
It is jab, jab hook, maybe an uppercut here. But when we get in close distance, we'll be able to knock you out.
Yep.
They're going to close the distance and then try to smother you. That's what they're going to try to do.
Something to keep in mind for Steelers fans as we get closer to the season, just so everyone knows, DK, he's going to drop the ball a few times. He's going to drop the ball.
Yeah. That
happened a lot in camp. He does have a higher drop percentage in his career. Really good player. I think he's going to have a great year, but just mentally prepare yourself for that. All right, we got Pat Narduzzi coming up in about 15 minutes, talking ball, talking pill, talking rock. Talking pigskin. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, 48 hours from right now. Could be cracking open a cold one, getting ready for the city game on a gridiron. Pitt, Duquesne. Well, Pat Narduzzi going to join us coming up in 8 minutes. What do you like better, matriculate the ball down the field or tote the rock?
Tote the rock.
Tote the rock.
I'm a big fan of tote the rock, but if you can slide in and matriculate the ball down the field every now and again,
yeah,
makes me feel good. And Harry likes the term, matriculate the ball down the field.
He has no idea what it means.
He doesn't know.
That was the question.
It means to progressively advance the football in a very methodical way.
Should Quiz Callis turn into like a...
Pat, what are we doing? Why do you...
You also thought that Pat Narduzzi was coming on at 8:30.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, because... You guys,
because what?
In his defense, I think what happened was I teased that there will be a very special guest coming in tomorrow at 8:35.
But you just said right before that in 15 minutes.
I know. I'm trying to help our guy out today.
No, you're not. You're
trying to cozy up to you so I don't get hit with another ding.
Ding.
Perhaps got one more, right?
Yeah. Yep. He's at 7.
Perhaps you've seen right through
Callis, I was in your municipality last night.
It's actually a borough, but okay.
I was in your...
Wow.
Very good.
Wow.
Pat, why have you been... You've been a little mean to me these last couple weeks, and I don't know why. You're just taking shots at me for no reason.
What did Pat do that was mean?
I never took a shot. You didn't know what matriculate meant.
I literally did.
Hank Stram.
Stuff love. Callis. That's all it is.
Okay.
Texter, if you go on Ticketmaster for the Pitt game, it's saying mostly all the sections are sold out. I bought mine like a month ago, but if they packed the stadium, that'd be insane. Not insane. It's ball. It's the first game of the year. Yeah, there's ball.
Against Duquesne.
Yes.
Ribfest. Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, the Bananas.
You talk about a doubleheader.
Oh.
What, a great family day?
Oh, it's great.
You go down to the ACK. You head on over to PNC Park. I did have to laugh. I think Starkey's right on this, though I didn't double check. The Savannah Bananas back-to-back sellouts. Pirates haven't done that for a weekend other than maybe Yinzerpalooza all year.
Wow.
That's wild. Where do people get all their Savannah Banana merch, too? Because every time you see the games, it's just
They have it,
bananaed out.
Mm-hmm.
What a business concept.
Genius. And I would imagine, because Starkey was saying yesterday, he's like, these MLB teams, they got to worry about the young demographic flocking to that kind of ball. I mean, I would think, this is an educated guess, but I'm thinking the Pirates are making some kind of money off of that. Like, at least the gate revenue.
I don't know. So.
They don't make any money?
Maybe a little bit. You know, they probably, I mean, I don't know their business arrangement over there, but I think the majority of the revenue is going to the Savannah Bananas.
Some's got to go to the Bucks, though, because if not, why would you do
it? Not enough. I mean, not a significant amount.
Yeah. Yeah,
not enough to be like, oh, okay, like we made out on this.
It ain't a 50-50 proposition. No.
I'm sure it's healthy.
Healthy.
Back-to-back sellouts, I mean, there's enough to go around.
I haven't looked to see if the games on, either the games on Friday or Saturday are going to be nationally televised. Because they've had a lot of games on ESPN. Are you going?
No.
I'm going.
Are you really? I'm going to the Mount Lebanon game Friday night.
Are you?
Who they got?
I have no idea. Ooh. I should know that. But it's youth night.
Oh, okay.
So the kids are lining the tunnel.
Get to wear their jerseys.
They get to wear their, well, we don't have our jerseys yet for flag.
Oh, no.
But it's youth night. Nonetheless, we've got 3 years of jerseys we can pull from. Or they can just wear their pit jerseys and really support the cause, which is probably what they're going to do.
I'll do this because it's funny. How many pit players made active NFL rosters?
13.
And how many West Virginia players?
9.
I had to do it.
You're a masochist.
I am. Oh, buddy. You ain't kidding.
Callus, you know what a masochist is?
Nope.
Okay, look that one up. This is going to add. We're going to add to your repertoire because I want you to just wow people with your vocab.
Somebody that loves pain, right?
I love you, Callus.
Is that what it is? Masochist?
I don't know.
Loves pain?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Dang him.
Coming up. What do you dig me for what?
Wait, he's so bad. Oh, my God. He's on edge.
Don't dig me. It's not exactly somebody that loves pain. A person who drives.
Listen, I ain't freaking Merriam-Webster over here. I'm doing my best.
Then why even try to guess? That's our point.
You made Merriam-Webster sound like a woman.
Thorin, hit him.
He did. He really did.
Thorin.
Pat Narduzzi coming up next. Fam Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.